and giving peace to America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
Added
I,
that.
I
yes,
didn't even
you
know
did.
It.
You can be my
new thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, that does not get old. And I've heard that for like 2 years now. And it doesn't get old.
This is Roy and I fighting like brother and sister. And Manny's like cynical laugh like he's the older brother that just started the whole thing.
Yeah. You added it. No, I didn't. I love it.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday here on the MRL Morning Show. Lots to do today. We have... Red Lobster coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Oh, those biscuits, though.
They overheard Roy say that he didn't know how to crack a lobster open. It was a whole new eating experience. And our good friends at Red Lobster saw us on Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page. And then they called Nicole. They said, hey, we're coming down with lobster. We're going to show Roy how to do it so that when Roy goes out for a lobster dinner this weekend, he won't look a fool.
Great. I'm very excited. When's that happening?
That's happening all the way in the 8 o'clock hour.
Ah.
Yeah, you know I'm not a big fan of lobster.
So you just crack it and feed it to us.
All right.
So why are you going for these dinners then? Just to be fancy?
No, I did it for Sterling.
Oh, Sterling
loves
lobster.
Okay. Yeah, I did it for Sterling.
Well,
I try to be a team player. I try to be a team player. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I will consume something I do not enjoy. And crack open a lobster with a spoon for you, for love. So
a lot of people do something for their significant other that they don't love. They just do it because that's what they do. That's
right.
What you're supposed to do in relationships.
Yep. Compromise.
That's right. So we're going to get into that. We will talk to my brother's going to call in here in about 5 minutes, Roy. He's concerned.
Why?
He is a retired broker.
Yeah.
Day trader. And he caught wind of your newfound love of the stock market.
Yeah. He doesn't like the fact I use the term it's like gambling, does
well,
it?
Well, I think he just wants to give you some of the red flags, he wants to caution you that this could get bad if you're not careful.
You're telling me I invested in a Ponzi scheme.
Without knowing.
He's about a week too late.
Yeah, where was he 2 weeks ago when my money got held up by the SEC?
Yeah, there's our old friend.
Yeah, tell him I got firsthand knowledge.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, no, it was, the thing, you know, I can't wait to talk to him because the thing is I can never do what the people, the day traders do because they play with thousands of dollars.
Right, and it's their own money.
And there's no way I could ever do that.
Yeah.
I could never do that.
My older brother did really well for himself, retired and moved down here. My middle brother worked in the same business and like basically his business died out. His, you know, trading pit no longer exists.
Really? Okay.
And so now he's in real estate. So he didn't do as well. Same thing. Didn't do as well as my older brother, though.
Yeah.
But my older brother would knock someone over the head to make the trade if he had to. All right. You want to do that next?
Yeah. I would love to talk to him and learn.
My brother, Rich.
And hope he gives me some stock tips for the day.
This is going to be so over my head.
Yeah,
I don't know much. So he's going to be over my head.
I told Rich to keep it simple.
Okay.
He wants to tell Roy that just heads up, you could be going down the wrong path.
Oh no! I don't like that verbiage.
All right, hang out 3 minutes and we'll be back.
Yes. Charlotte's number one.
You familiar with the Wolf of Wall Street? Leo DiCaprio plays that role.
Yes, I'm creating the Wolf of Charlotte.
Yeah.
I have my own thing going.
The Wolf of South Boulevard.
Yeah.
Here's Roy. Roy, I want to introduce you to my brother, Rich. I think you guys have met before.
Of course you have.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Now, you are you're the real deal when it comes to stock trading.
Yes. So I used to trade on the exchange floors up in Chicago.
Wow.
And Roy, my concern is that you're out there speculating with money.
Oh yeah,
and not really understanding what the ramifications are.
Yes,
of what you could potentially lose.
100%.
You got it.
100%. So to catch people up to speed, I got this app called Robinhood, which is pretty much the way to trade on an app, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty simple.
Can I ask my brother something right here?
Sure.
At that point, Roy, Rich says that he's got an app. Did you ever think that time would come where you could, you didn't have to call a broker or you didn't have to be in the pit? You could just log on to your app on your phone and make trades. Is that surprising to you?
It's a major surprise to me. I mean, you never saw technology coming that far this quickly. Mm-hmm. You knew it would come, but you never knew how.
Yeah.
The fact that Roy could be talking to you 1 minute and then clicking on his phone and making $1,000 another is pretty impressive.
I know. And let me tell you, I'm addicted to Robinhood. Yesterday, I made $100.
$100.
That's real money. Right. And by the way, and everyone who I talk to hates it when I say I won $100 yesterday. They're like, it's not a game. You're going to lose it. Stop. But you're right. I don't know anything. And like, I have another friend of mine. His name's Jeff, and he does like stock stuff, and he like reads earnings reports, and he knows about these companies. I don't know anything about these companies.
Who gives you the tip, Roy?
So what I do, and maybe Rich knows what I'm talking about, I just find the biggest volume and the top gainers, and then I buy the dip, and that's kind of what I do, and it's been working.
That's called momentum trading, meaning that everyone is kind of piling into the stock at the same time, and it's like riding a wave.
And I'm riding it, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Is that the proper way to be trading stocks?
Is that the smartest way to work your money?
Well, he's actually acting like the casino. So if he can get in and out quickly and ride the wave, and pick his spots, that's the key.
All right,
you don't want to be involved in everything. You know when you know things. You know, you kind of have a feeling you go with it, but your buddy's way of doing things is the best way to do it.
Right, he reads earnings reports and he knows.
Yeah. He's informed.
Like on, and like every afternoon, he's on conference calls with all these companies because he wants to know.
Does he have an earpiece headset?
He has like five computer screens that he looks at. He has this whole thing. And I don't do any of that. I literally, and by the way, Rich, I don't know if you heard, but I invested in a Ponzi scheme. I'm pretty sure I did. I bought stock and it got halted, and there's a whole court case now.
Yeah, there's a guy named Bernie Madoff about 2008, 2009, who was in charge of the NASDAQ and did all these great things, and people loved him. Meanwhile, he was taking everyone's money and falsifying reports on what he was really making, and he ended up stealing $20 billion. So be careful, Roy.
Yeah, trust me, my money's locked up in this long vent stock. I can't get out.
Like $100,
right? Yeah, you can make that up at an appearance.
Right.
I will say,
I'm not playing with. I could never do, Rich, what you did and what like my buddy Jeff and all these people do, because they put thousands of dollars on the line, and that would actually freak me out. Yeah. I can't do that.
Okay, well, here, let me ask you this: if I were to tell you that every time you were to trade, that the odds would be in your favor, like, say, 60 to 40. So every time you traded 10 times, you'd win 6, lose 4. Over time, you would make money, and that's what a casino does.
Right.
And that's what happened with me. When I was on the floor, I had the advantage. And long
You're talking into
stupid,
me investing more. I
What's
like
the
this?
Most amount of money you made in one day, Rich?
The most amount of money I made on a trade was $500,000.
Oh, my gosh. I just made $100 yesterday, and I was, like, popping champagne.
Wow, Rich is buying houses.
I thought I hit the big one yesterday.
But that's his own money, Loren. That's why my brother looks 70. He's very stressed out at 48 years old.
Nice.
Rich, let's get together. Let's go in on this together. You clearly have $500,000.
He's got time on his hands.
Yeah.
Let's do download the app.
Yeah.
All right, what is your concern for Roy then? What would your number one concern be that was a red flag for you, Rich?
The red flag is I think that Roy is not the casino. And you know, even the Wall Street banks, without getting too technical, they're not out there speculating themselves. What they do is they tell you how great things are and have you trade, and then they take small bits. You know, if you trade $100, they take like a dollar or two. But if you're taking $2 from a ton of people and not risking it yourself, you make money. So really what happens is you got to find low-cost, you know, investments. And long-term, Roy, it's probably not going to work out for you. It's like a typewriter.
Yeah.
Make a little, make a little, make a little, and then it snaps back in the other direction. And
Trust
it
me. Like 3 days ago, I was $60 in the hole. I get it. But now I'm $100 up. So I want to invest.
$60.
Yeah, I know.
How are you living?
I lost $20 in the dryer once, and I was real upset.
I would be upset, too, if I lost $20.
Anything else you want to discuss? What's on your agenda today as a retired 47-year-old.
What am I doing? I'm taking my kid to school. I got to go to the doctor and make sure I'm still healthy.
Good. Listen to this.
Wow.
My brother takes his daughter to a charter school?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
It's a charter school in Union County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he lives about 10 minutes from it. the charter school is moving 30 minutes away from their home.
Yeah.
And so next year he's going to be spending most of his time commuting to Matthews.
What do you do? Change schools? I mean,
no, they just moved the school building because it's a charter school. It could be anywhere in the county, and they bought a school, so they had to move away. So I'll be listening to you guys more and calling in more.
Man, that sucks.
I mean,
it's great that you get to listen to us, but, you know, sucks for you.
30 minutes each way.
Wow, an hour on the road of nothing but MRL.
Why, Loren? No, Cash not going to charter school?
You're going back to public school.
And you're taking that bus.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on. There's Rich Maney.
And listen, if you have any stock tips or something I should watch, let me know.
Yeah, are you still trading? You still trade a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, I still, but I do it like Roy's buddy does. I look at because I don't have the advantage anymore being in the pit, so I have to look and buy things that I can make money long term. Listen, the smartest guy out there, which I told Steve, is Warren Buffett. Not because of the money he made, but his philosophy. He makes money all the time.
Hold on, Rich. Not the singer.
Right.
Yeah, not Margarita.
No,
Jimmy.
It's Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure Roy knows.
Yeah.
All right.
And you know me, my last thing I would say is you want to invest in things that don't cost a lot of money. So one of the great companies out there, I'm going to pitch them, is called Vanguard. They are low cost.
That's our
401k is
through.
Yeah.
Yes, and Loren maxed out our 401k, Rich. I'm sure you're happy about that.
Nice, Loren. Beautiful.
All right.
Compound interest. Talk to you guys.
All right, see you. There goes Rich. Thanks, bud.
I like your brother, man.
He's a nice kid.
Yeah, we need to hang out with him more. Because we hung out with him at Queen Park Social.
Yeah.
And like when we left, Sterling was like, I really like Rich. We all need to get together.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good guy. So is my middle brother, Kevin. I was blessed to have a nice family.
Yeah, but he's not living here.
No, Kevin doesn't live here. He lives in Chicago.
Well, we met him, too. He's been in the studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get your whole family to Charlotte. Let's just move everybody here so I can hang out with
them. Yeah, the Maney compound. We'll be like the Kennedys. We are the Maneys.
Yeah, well, you know, my family did that in Virginia. It was like the whole family, like on 60 acres. It was like the Brown Village.
Brownville. I love it. All right, up next, we are going to tell you something shocking that I didn't know. We're going to find out. Roy probably doesn't know. We'll find out if Loren, I don't know if Nicole will know. It has to do with Barbie. A shocking fact came out about the Barbie doll yesterday, and we'll discuss in less than 10 minutes.
The Celebrity Gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, Maney, I don't know if you've seen Paula Patton lately, but she looks totally different.
What'd she do?
I haven't.
She cut her hair. It's bleach blonde. She looks great. She always looks great. She's a beautiful woman. But she is stepping out with a new boo. But this one's a little controversial. Now, the guy that she's dating is a Malibu realtor. But he is still married and is not yet legally separated from his wife and two kids.
Oh, yeah, there she is.
Yeah, she's over the moon about it, gushing about her relationship. Obviously, it is new still, but he is a married man.
Oh, what does she do that makes her famous? Because she was, like, on a red carpet there.
She was married to Robin Thicke.
That's it?
Well, she's done some other stuff.
She's an actress.
Yeah, she's an actress. I think people know her from her marriage to him. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, because she was, like, on, like, some carpet there, and I was like, what is she doing?
Yeah. Okay. So, Abby Lee Miller, she is the woman from Dance Moms who is serving a year sentence, and she's in the halfway house. Well, she's been out for the last 2 weeks in the hospital. She thought she had a spinal infection, and they went in and did a surgery and found cancer.
Ooh, that sucks.
So now she's recovering from that surgery. She'll need another surgery. They're still trying to find out the details of what stage the cancer is in or if it's spread. But after she recovers from these surgeries, she will be expected to go back to the halfway house and finish out her sentence.
Let me tell you what a good reality show would be. Watching her at a halfway house. Her trying to, you know, post to jail.
Yeah.
That's a show I'd watch.
Oh, she said jail was quite the experience for her.
I'd watch that every day.
And Calvin Harris is being sued by a blind man who rented his Hollywood Hills home. Now, he's saying that when he moved into the house that there were, like, heating issues and the sound system didn't work and there were all these things. So he is suing the man.
Why did the fact that he's blind come into that,
well,
that news story?
Well, I'm about to get there. I'm about to get there.
Because
he is saying that he is he copped out of the lease, and he's saying that he is protected by the Americans with Disability Act, but doesn't claim why that would come into this whole thing.
Gotcha.
So now it's got to go to the courts, and we'll have to see who gets the money.
Everybody remember this news report that came through from, I think, out of Atlanta?
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
Oh, my gosh.
How does that? How does she mess that up?
That's an old clip.
I mean, did somebody write it on the prompter and then delete? Because, you know, you can have a live prompter where people are, like, typing.
She was talking about somebody being gay right before that.
Wow.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right why I was wondering if that's where your story was going.
No.
Okay.
All right. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, Chris Pratt breaks his silence finally about his divorce to Anna Faris.
Apparently, Barbie has a last name. Do you know what the last name of Barbie is?
No.
I might.
Okay. We'll tell you without Loren looking on Google here in a second. Coming up in 3 minutes. Barbie, you know this doll?
I think I've heard of her before.
Yeah, she seems relevant.
She has a last name, and who knew? Producer Nicole, did you play with Barbies growing up?
No, actually, I had to be taught by my mom how to accept a Barbie as a gift. I had to be coached.
That's pretty funny.
That is funny.
You smile and you go, it's pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah, she would always tell me, look excited. We can always take it back.
So you didn't like Barbies from Go?
No. Okay.
And the ironic thing is now you look like a Barbie. One of the Ken dolls.
The Ken dolls, yeah.
With your haircut pulled back and the man bun.
There's a Ken doll man bun Barbie, and we need to post that later. And producer Nicole, we do a side-by-side.
It looks just like you.
Mm-hmm. He stole your look.
Same skin tone.
Should have copyrighted it.
So you know you read this, so you know the answer to this question then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Loren, Barbie's got a last name.
Yes.
You said you thought you knew it.
I think I know it.
I had no idea. I thought Barbie was like Oprah, Prince, Madonna. I thought Barbie was like just Barbie.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Johnson?
Incorrect.
Johnson?
Yeah, I thought it was something like just incorrect. Very generic.
Barbie Johnson. I didn't know. So, I mean, I could take shots in the dark, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's fine. The Barbie Twitter account tweeted a brief message in honor of Siblings Day last week and said, happy hashtag Siblings Day from the Roberts sisters, along with a photo of Barbie and her three sisters who I knew didn't know anything about.
Skipper, Stacy.
What?
I need to Google it.
Yeah.
You know what's ironic about Nicole not wanting to play with Barbies? I loved playing with Barbies growing up. I'd play Barbies with my sister if she let me. What's and I'd bring my little action figure, G.I. Joes.
I always liked the Hot Wheels?
Oh, I loved Hot Wheels too, yeah. But I'd bring my G.I. Joes because I never liked Ken for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Now you're like, I can't get enough again.
No.
Skipper Roberts.
Yeah.
Is Barbie's 14-year-old younger sister.
Yeah. But I thought Stacy was one too. Maybe that was just a friend.
Anastasia Stacy Roberts.
Yeah. Lauren's right.
It was discontinued in 2015.
I think she had brown hair too. I think maybe that's why I remember that. Because I always used to want Stacy doll because she looked like me.
Is that the thing you wanted to get the doll that looked like you?
I mean, I did. I don't know what little girls want to do now. Or boys.
Because you role play with them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this. I mean, there's just so many people. Do you have any idea what her mom's name is?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't even know she had a mom. They had older Barbies?
Margaret. Margaret. Is the mother of Barbie. She's a homemaker. Of course she is. She was created in 1960.
I like how they have a whole storyline. Like,
does Barbie have a dad?
George.
Yeah, and he was an engineer. Like, there's a whole story background to it.
Huh.
It's a whole little family.
You think that kind of engineer?
No, I think he designed stuff.
Barbie, get off the tracks.
No, I like that kind of an engineer better because now I can put Barbie's dad in the train set that we had out for Christmas.
There you go. I love that, by the way, when you meet someone and they're like, I'm an electrical engineer, just did 12 years of college. I'm like, oh, like trains?
No, that's a conductor, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they called the guy that drives a train an engineer.
They do.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
It was so strange. I had a buddy in California who was like a teacher, and the next thing you know, he was working for, he became an engineer. He
they
actually
make good
went
money.
To like train driving school.
Wow. Yeah, they make good dough.
So my son Dean and I play this game with him. He loves animal crackers, and I'll close my eyes. He'll put the animal cracker in my hand. I'll put it in my mouth, and I'll have to guess what animal it is. And Dean will go, no, or he'll go, eh, like
that. So you think you're pretty good at this game now?
In honor of National Animal Cracker Day, you and Roy take animal crackers. Like, give me like three or four of them, place them down, okay, and then give them to me. I'll be blindfolded, and I'll tell you what animal it is without even looking.
This is the silliest radio bit, but if you want to watch it, you got to. You got to see it for yourself. We're broadcasting live on Kiss95.1's Facebook page. Look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook. We've got four cameras set up in here, and you can watch it for yourself.
Did Roy just call my talent silly?
I think so. I mean, it's a bit silly, but I love it. I think it's funny.
Okay, it's a hidden talent.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. How dare you, Roy? All right, we'll do it in under 10 minutes.
Now it's your turn. For you at Moe's Carowinds.
Hey, join Kiss95.1 on Saturday, May 5th for Cinco de Papo. I was telling my son Dean about this. We're going to be out there. It's an action-packed free day of fun and festivities just for pets and the people they own. The celebration begins at 10 a.m. at Social Pet Hotel and Daycare in Pineville.
Cool.
Speaking of pets and animals, you guys ready to do the animal cracker challenge?
We are.
Yeah, okay. Manny thinks he can tell what the cracker is without even looking at it. So that's what we're going to do here in 3 minutes. So Manny is out of the studio because he can't hear what we're about to say. So he says that he has this talent of being able to tell what an animal cracker is without even being able to see it. And we're going to put him up to this test. We are video streaming this on Facebook. If you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, you can see us in the studio, multiple cameras set up in here. And we are going to give him the following animal crackers in this order.
Okay, so we've got a Barnum animal crackers box, and these are the defined ones, so we'll see if he can tell. But the first one we're going to give him is a camel, and then a seal, a tiger, a zebra, and a sheep.
Okay, so that list is one more time?
In that order. A camel, mm-hmm, a seal,
uh-huh,
tiger, zebra, sheep.
Okay, so that's the order. Let's bring Manny in.
Now, Manny is...
He can't see.
He's blindfolded, so I think... Here, I'll go.
Here we go. Now he's in. No, no, stop.
Gosh, stop. I have coffee over here. Come on.
He's so extra.
Yeah, I know. Go.
Act like he's tripping.
I'm blindfolded. Yeah.
All right. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I think that was a legitimate hit, though. I think that part was legitimate.
Who put the garbage can there?
Yeah. It's always been there.
All right.
All right, bud. Let's
this
see
is a game I play with my son, by the way, and it's in honor of National Animal Cracker Day.
So, please, if you want to watch this, you can go on Kiss95.1's Facebook. Let's test Manny's talent.
Okay. So, here's the first one, Manny.
Okay, first animal up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. These are fully intact.
All right. I'm putting it, feeling it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Can't see anything, completely blindfolded. Putting it in my mouth.
Now, I wonder if, do you like wrap your tongue around
mm-hmm
it? Okay.
See my technique?
Yeah, I see
so
that you're.
So he's got it. He's got animal side down where all the detail is onto his tongue so he can feel the detail.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a koala.
That is incorrect.
Do I get to eat it?
Yeah, you get to eat it.
Do you have another guess or no?
Well, let's just tell them what it is because we have so many to go.
It was a camel.
That was a camel.
Okay.
All right, well, the same letter. That's good.
No, the C and K.
Number two.
Ah.
I feel like we should have got you some water, too.
I'm all right. I got water right here. I'll just knock it into tomorrow with my blindfold on.
All right, he's feeling this one. Mm-hmm.
Feeling it up.
All the edges. You are just wrapping your fingers around the edges of that cracker.
Yes.
So far, he has not been successful in his...
Okay, take it easy. Only did one.
What does that one feel like before you put it in your mouth? Like, what shape is it? Like,
it feels like it's... I think it goes this way, up and down.
Okay.
I'm going to say this guy right here is a sea lion.
Close enough. That's,
correct.
Seal.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job.
All right. Good job, bud.
My animal crackers.
All right. Number three.
If you're just joining us, I'm blindfolded. This is a game I play at home with my son.
And it's where he can tell what the animal is on the animal cracker without even seeing it.
I think this one's kind of hard.
See, I think this one's easy. I already know it.
We are on Facebook Live. Wow. If you look up Kiss95 on Facebook, don't wrap the... Don't lick it like it. He's licking it like it's a lollipop.
please don't tell me how to create my craft. This is how I know how to do something. This is how I can tell what it is.
Oh, it's the weirdest craft.
Ladies and gentlemen, this animal cracker, this is the hippo.
Negative, Ghost Rider. That is a tiger.
I was so confident, too.
I know you were. All
right, give me one more shot. All right. Go for at least 50-50.
Okay. All right.
This one's a pretty hard one.
See, and I think this one's kind of easier.
You guys, don't hand me the ink cartridge or something and laugh when I take a bite out of it.
Yeah, hand him a pen.
Like a stamp.
Yeah. All right, so you're feeling that one.
I am.
There's a lot of detail on that.
I think was he feeling the wrong side of it?
This one's awful flat.
Ew, you're really licking this.
Yeah, why are you licking it? He's just
rubbing. I have to feel it.
So can you put it in your mouth and do that?
For those who aren't watching, he rubs the cracker on the top of his tongue.
Yeah, I'm trying to feel the animal. I'm feeling a leg. I feel a head.
Yeah, which every animal has.
Ears. It's ridged.
Uh-huh.
That means, Loren, you gave me the tiger.
No, that was...
That was the last one I gave you.
Oh. You gave me a striped hippo.
No, but no. There's stripes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm eating a zebra.
Yeah! Oh, don't give him that one. He had to go through like three.
Why don't you do one?
Okay.
Put the blindfold on real quick. Okay. We don't have. Well, all right. I'll tell you what. We'll do it on Facebook Live.
Yeah, to Facebook Live. I'll do it. Kiss 95.1 on Facebook to see it happen.
What a ridiculous show we have.
Yep.
Hey, not bad. I got one out of three.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, we're going to tell you the reason why one bride is saying that she was kicked out of a bridal party. Local girl. She hit us up on Facebook. She said she did this, and she can't believe that that's why she got kicked out of the bridal party. We'll tell you about that, and go on Facebook Live to see Roy guess the animal cracker.
95.1.
So, people on Facebook Live after that animal cracker bit was just going, wow, is all I can say. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I know what is a good thing, and that's giving away $1,000 with the KISS cash code. Make sure you're listening. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll give you that code word that you text to 40772, and it could unlock $1,000 in cash.
Producer Nicole is not going to like this one. Amber sent us a Facebook message and said, hey, guys, I love your show. Listen to it every single morning, and I thought this would be something that you guys would like to talk about. I have been part of my best friend's wedding party. She's getting married in June for over a year now. Uh-huh. And she has since told me that I can't be part of her wedding party because she does not like my new tattoos that I got.
Okay.
And she sent us a picture, and it's a tribal armband on her right arm.
Okay.
Okay. And then on her left arm is kind of like, it's like a, looks like a rose, kind of like a rose garden type thing on her bicep.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are new and will be colored in the next couple of weeks. However, she told me that the art will not go with my bridesmaid dress, which, by the way, is strapless and will show off my arms.
Hmm.
I'm very disappointed, and I think she's very selfish.
Hmm. Okay. This is sticky.
What? You don't think she's selfish?
No, I do think she's selfish, but I think it's the one day in your life where you can be selfish. It's your wedding. But I think...
But you should... Does that mean you can control what people look like?
I think something so superficial as far as a tattoo, and the tattoo is not on the bride. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
It's the bridesmaid.
Right.
So I feel like that's kind of superficial. Like, you should want your best friend there over what...
They look like.
Their arms look like or whatever. But if it's that big of a deal to her and the friend really wants to be in the wedding too, there's something called Dermablend.
Absolutely. It sounds to me like they're beyond that.
Yeah. Then,
and it sounds to me like the bride wanted to be told, like, hey, is it okay if I get these tats or should I wait to after your wedding? Like, would you ever offer that up to the bride?
No. I mean, I don't think you should have to put your life on hold when somebody else is getting married either. What I'm saying. Like, I'm not condoning what the bride is doing, but
you get it. You understand that if right now we ask people to tell us why they were thrown out of the wedding parties,
you'll hear a ton of stories.
What if the person was overweight?
No, that's silly. That's like saying that again. It's very superficial. I don't think it's right, but It's the one, and again, I'm not condoning, this is going to sound really strange, but I'm not condoning what she's doing.
Right.
But your wedding is the one day that everybody thinks that, like, that's my one day to be, it's all about me, you know?
So she chose to tell this, to tell Amber, hey, don't bother being in my wedding, and that's her choice.
And that's not right. But if the tattoos bothered her so much, then she probably should have talked to her and said, like, hey, would you mind covering them up for the day? Or, you know what I mean? Instead of just going, hey, you can't be in my wedding party.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's like your friend getting pregnant and going, oh, you're not going to look good in my dresses. We're going to have to call this what it is.
Were you tossed out of a wedding party? And what was the reason why? 704-570-9595. And this is something, even though we're talking about a bridesmaid, this is something that, you know, guys, you could chime in on this too.
Yeah, we actually had a guy, gosh, when was this? A year ago, maybe. It was probably just last year during wedding season. And remember, he had a beard or something, and they made him shave, or they made him grow a beard. It was something involving facial hair, I remember.
I think he couldn't grow a beard.
That's
and
it.
And they asked
and everybody
him not
wanted,
to be in the wedding.
Right, because they wanted all the guys to have beards.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
What other reasons would you get asked to not be in the wedding party? 704-570-9595. Amber does go on to say that the bride did tell her that she's more than welcome to come to the bachelorette party, which is going to be next month.
That's strange.
Sure, that person, if you're kicked out of the wedding party, like, I wouldn't even want to go to the wedding at that point, let alone your bachelorette party.
Ooh, I got the vibe from, and by the way, Amber's email was super long, so I paraphrased it. I was wondering if maybe she's going to just go to the wedding but not be in the wedding. But now you bring up an interesting point, Loren.
I'm with Loren. I wouldn't go to that wedding. If we couldn't get past, you know?
Yeah.
You kicked me out over a tattoo. We couldn't come to some agreement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 704-570-9595, or you could tweet to at the MRL show.
Let's bring in Kayla from Lenore. Kayla, you're on the MRL morning show.
Good morning.
Hi, why'd you get kicked out?
Actually, I was the bride. I actually had to change my whole wedding around and move it up. I was supposed to get married on a cruise in Jamaica in January, and I actually had to move my wedding up to October because my sister-in-law got pregnant. So I had to work everything around her.
And I assume that it wasn't because she was pregnant, she wasn't going to look good in the dresses. She was probably due right around your wedding.
Oh, she was due right in at the end of January.
Was that a request from your husband too?
No, I was really trying to be nice and not be, you know, complete bridezilla, because I know everybody goes crazy. But the one thing I argued with the girls over was what type of shoes they were going to wear. Because one wanted heels, one didn't want heels, one wanted flats, you know. And then, of course, with my sister-in-law being pregnant, of course, I'm not going to make her wear. I'm like, pick a black shoe, any black shoe, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Kayla.
This is Lori in Lincolnton.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi, Lori. All right. So what happened?
I actually kicked myself out of a wedding.
Yourself?
Because the bride I found out was sleeping with the guy that I was seeing.
Whoa.
And then she told me if I changed my mind to give her a call.
But so she still went through with her wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And you never said anything.
I told her to find out a way for me to get the dress returned, or I would let her husband or soon-to-be husband know what was going on.
Whoa.
So I'm sure she just stroked you a check.
Yeah.
She made it happen.
Did they get married?
They did.
And is she still messing around with that guy?
No, but they are no longer married.
Yeah, I bet.
The guy that's not marrying them.
All right. Thanks, Lori.
Wow.
Dang.
You know,
Lori is a much better person than I am, because if my boyfriend was messing around with my best friend who was getting married, I'd have to blow the lid off the whole thing.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to hold on to it?
I wouldn't. Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because I was involved then. If it's your life and you're destroying just your life, maybe. And I've never been in that situation, so I can't say for certain. But when you're involving me in the drama, I'd have to blow the lid off the whole thing.
She would publicly tell everyone why she's not there. I can't make it because the bride's cheating on her husband.
No, but like...
with my man.
But what do you tell your friends, too?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, Carl and I broke up. Well, why'd you guys break up? Because he was cheating on me. And then everybody's asking the question, like, oh, my God, with who?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Kelsey, it must be, tats must be a thing because Kelsey said the same exact thing. Hey, tats must be a thing because I also was asked to step out of my friend's wedding because of a tattoo that I had on my arm.
Really? There's makeup, though, if it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, being from a dance background, when I cheered professionally, you're a representation of an organization, so they ask you to cover up your tattoos because mm-hmm. tattoos are not for everyone.
Yeah.
So if, like, grandma's real conservative and she's coming to the wedding and that's all grandma's going to be distracted by, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of get it where you would ask somebody to sure. cover it up, but you can't, like, kicking somebody out of your wedding party is ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm thinking they lean on the conservative side, too. These brides are leaning more and their family's probably more on the conservative yeah. side. Yeah, absolutely.
Still to come.
Right. So, Chance the Rapper used social media yesterday to do something that you think, being a celebrity, he would just be able to pick up the phone and do.
I'll tell
you who he got in touch with coming up in 10 minutes in the Dirty on the 30.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Kanye West, I'm sure you've seen it by now because he's going on a tweeting rampage, but he's returned to Twitter after almost a year, and it caught everyone's attention because the tweets came fast and furious. One of them saying, sometimes you have to get rid of everything, which Kim Kardashian replied, wait, everything? and then she said, she tweeted again, and she said, for anyone with absolutely no humor in their soul, please know that my tweets were a joke, and I was dying laughing to see blogs and media really take this thing seriously.
No.
Chance the Rapper, he used social media to reach out to somebody.
That's Wise Boy.
It is your boy.
Yeah, I love the guy.
Now, you would think Chance the Rapper is famous. He could just pick up the phone and call his manager and say, hey, I want to get in touch with Gwen Stefani.
Sure.
Well, he didn't do that. He used the social media to do it. And he said, can somebody please link me up with Gwen? Which Gwen replied, hi. Now, the internet is thinking that they will, of course, try to put together a collaboration. But Gwen is going to be really busy because she's got that upcoming residency in Vegas.
Why'd you be like nothing involving music?
Yeah. He just wanted to, like, ask her a question.
Yeah.
Hello.
Nicki Minaj will be joining Saturday Night Live for the third time. She was just been announced as a musical guest on May 19th, and Tina Fey will be hosting that night.
Miley, what's good?
Now, Chris Pratt is finally speaking out about his divorce with Anna Faris. He says divorce sucks. But we will find a way to navigate through this time and still remain friends and great parents to our son. Now, speaking of kids, Amy Schumer didn't know if she ever wanted to have kids, but she was on Ellen, and something changed her mind.
Do y'all want kids?
Well, here's the thing. I have never wanted kids. And then I saw myself as a baby on your show, and I thought, who am I to deprive the world of such a beautiful baby?
Yeah.
Do you guys know who has huge child envy on the MRL show? Roy Brown.
Gosh,
yeah.
I do.
Every time we play a little clip of Dean talking or Loren's son Cash talking, Roy goes, oh my God, I want one.
I want one so bad because they're so cute. But then when they do something annoying, I don't want them at all.
you want to take Cash for the weekend?
Yeah, no. If you could take Cash for like just the overnight shift, that would be awesome.
I love your son. I don't want him right now.
I like
Dean where he's saying cute things.
And he's five and he's self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Cash is not sleeping through the night. We're actually getting less sleep now than we did when he was a newborn.
Yeah. It happens.
I know. I don't want that. I don't want that part.
By the way, jump on Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page. We have a behind-the-scenes TV show going on with a three-camera shoot, blah, blah, blah. But the conversation is melatonin safe for children?
Yeah. I didn't bring that up, by the way. But now I'm interested.
Yeah.
And they're still going about it.
Yeah. I'll consult the doctor.
Here's the last comment. Kelly, calm down, honey. It's not child abuse. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, you got to get back in there and read it. Yeah. So we'll jump back on Facebook Live. Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, I'll tell you why Paula Patton's new boyfriend is a little controversial.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take Loren down.
How many wins does this one have?
Like four wins.
Good for you. All right, here we go.
Hey. Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings at kiss951.com.
There you have it. We'll take your comments at 704-570-9595. Also, $1,000 in your pocket with the Kiss Cash Code comes up. I would say stay by the radio in 3 minutes.
Hey, I love all of you so much. I listen every single morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Simple things that people have difficulty doing. Keeping a relationship for War of the Roses is one of them, and I'm only laughing because it's just so sad to see how many guys actually think that they're going to get away with, oh, no, they send it to somebody, they send the flowers to someone else in War of the Roses, then they go, oh, I was joking. It was just, it's not like that. We didn't do anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You have one job. Send your significant other the roses.
Yep.
Or else you're not in a relationship with that person.
And no offense, but if you weren't cheating, like, even if I gave you the benefit of the doubt, your intent was to cheat. That's why you sent those flowers.
Yeah, absolutely. We turn our attention now to our good friend Roy.
Yeah, from cheating to me. That's it.
It has nothing to do with cheating. It has everything to do with the fact that there's a basic, simple concept that I find simple. Loren, I know you do too because you've done it. And that's cracking a lobster open to eat it. And
you say it was simple?
It's the concept
work,
is simple. It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
So a few weeks ago, I got Sterling a lobster for dinner, and I cut. This is going to sound stupid as all. I thought you just eat the lobster. I didn't realize that there's a whole thing into it. Like you have to crack because it's a shell. So I don't own a cracker. If that lobster cracker, I don't own that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we're beating this lobster with a spoon. And shells are flying everywhere.
Was that the first time you had it?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the first time, huh?
Yeah. It was.
There wasn't a red lobster at Roanoke?
Oh, there was. That was the hot place to get a reservation.
That's like the big night out. Right.
That was a big night out going to the Red Lobster.
Yeah. So the people of Red Lobster, they heard you talking about how you struggled with the lobster. And who better to teach us and teach you how to properly crack the lobster than the people from Red Lobster?
Right.
Who are here, I understand, with lobster.
For me to detest. Well, crack.
They're going to show you how to do it.
It looks so complicated. I remember we pulled up a YouTube video and to try to do it, and I couldn't even.
Couldn't do it. We're going to have those guys in here in just about, I don't know, 10 minutes from now they should be in. And we'll be on Facebook Live on Kiss95.1's Facebook page. We'll also check in on the radio, too, and see how you're doing, how you're coming along, all right?
All right.
All sound good?
Sounds great.
All right.
Now it's your turn.
Back at Graham Street, inbound Independence recovering from that crash around Eastway. It's out of the travel lanes. Traffic brought to you by Genentech and National Stroke Association. If you can't be sure it's a stroke, how can you be sure it's not? Call 911. Get informed at overreact2stroke.com. That's overreact, the number 2, stroke.com.
It smells delicious in the studio, Loren. What is going on in here?
Oh, I've already gotten into the cheddar biscuits, but Red Lobster is here to teach Roy how to crack and eat a lobster because he has no idea.
Yeah, and it's all because I ordered a lobster like last week. And I opened it with a spoon and a knife because I didn't realize it's such a process.
You didn't have the right tools either.
Well, so Lindsay as a manager up at the Red Lobster in Concord at Concord Mills. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi.
And she's a big fan of the MRL Morning Show. So she heard your struggles, Roy. The struggle was real, wasn't it, Lindsay?
It was very real. I felt very bad for you.
Get right on that microphone there. We don't want to miss anything you have to say. There you go. Okay. Yes, you felt bad for Roy, right?
I did. I heard his story and I said, oh, poor baby. Let me help you.
All right. So how are you going to teach and train Roy to be a better lobster eater?
Well, I think the best way to teach is to just show them how to do it.
Okay.
And we'll get in there together. But the first step is you have to have the bib.
I have to have a bib on? Oh, okay.
There goes the lobster bib.
Putting the lobster bib
on Roy. Well, ooh, Sterling is going to be so proud of you.
I know. Did I have a bib on?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
No. All right, looking good. First, you have to dress the part. Dress for the job you want, right?
Right.
Okay, so how did you try and do it last time, Roy?
So I took a spoon and I beat the crap out of the lobster with it. And then when that wasn't working, I got a knife and I started plucking each individual. Because it shattered. And so I was just kind of plucking each individual shattered shell piece off until I finally got what felt like meat. And I tried to scoop it out with my pinky.
I mean, there couldn't be a more wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty much bad from start to finish.
I murdered a lobster when it was already murdered. If that's even possible.
Red Lobster is going to be Lindsay from Red Lobster's here, and we're on Facebook Live, by the way, on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page to go watch Roy actually do this. So go ahead. We're live on the radio. We'll listen as long as we can.
I want to crack something.
Okay. Well, the first thing is you want to go for the claws. This one here is already kind of detached. So as you can see, we've pre-cracked it, right?
All right.
So the first step is you want to grab this little jaw here.
Yeah.
Just rip it. Just get in there.
Oh, you have to have muscles to do that.
A little bit, but not much.
Okay.
So you'll crack that off, and there's a little bit of meat in there. You can dig at it with one of these cocktail forks.
Roy, you should do the other side while she's doing that side.
Yeah. So grab that
rip
one
it off.
Just twist it off.
Oh, it hurts to grab.
Okay, there you go.
Here we go, y'all.
So you got the claw.
Yeah.
Oh, it all over me.
So much. That's why you have your bib.
Look how aggressive you were, though.
But see how much easier that was for you? I have the hand strength of a toddler. You did great. Okay, so the next what you want to do is you want to grab one of these crackers here.
Yeah.
And just kind of start smashing it.
Okay. That's the first tool you were missing the first time around.
So if you go to Facebook Live, you'll be able to watch this unfold.
Oh, yeah. Good crack, Roy.
Yeah.
See, this is so much better than a spoon, isn't it? You still can't do it.
Yeah, this is a big claw, so.
Ah, it's so difficult.
You can't crack it.
Hang on.
Wow, you are using like all of your might, too.
Hang on, I got it.
No.
Try
He's
turn it.
He's using the table now, and he still can't crack it.
Try the meaty area.
Yeah, go for where it's pre-cracked and kind of work your way out from
Yeah, they had a pre-crack it. You know, like when you get a bicycle and it has training wheels?
Yeah.
That's what they've done for me.
It's like Roy took the training wheels off and then fell on the bike.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Come on, buddy.
There it goes.
You don't need to be this noisy at the restaurant and all that, too. Like, that's distracting to the other customers. I know.
So then what you would do is once you get a little bit of a crack in there,
all right,
just kind of pull that shell back.
Okay. Pull it back.
It's so hard to do.
You can jump over on Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page to watch Roy struggle through this.
I'm bending the fork.
We're going to let you keep working it.
All right.
Lindsay from Red Lobster's here to teach Roy how to crack a lobster after the last time he ate it was a disaster. Lorraine's going to have the dirty.
People do this normally with no issues?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. 3 minutes.
You got to get up. Maney, Roy, and Lorraine. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
While Roy is devouring or trying to devour a lobster on the other side of the studio, being very distracting, by the way, because that's one of my favorite meals ever, I'm going to try to do the dirty. So Robin Thicke's ex-wife, Paula Patton, she's got a new boo, and this one's a little controversial because he is still married. And he is not legally separated from his wife and kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so people are talking about that. But she is very happy, and she gushed over him. Now they've got to take the legal step, I guess.
Roy, are you learning anything from Lindsay?
Sorry, that was a major lobster explosion.
Lindsay, the manager over there at Red Lobster, who heard your cry for help on the air the other day, are you learning anything? Have you gotten any better?
Yeah, I learned that pulling the butt out is the easiest part.
Did you do it yourself?
No, I wasn't looking.
You guys, you have to go. Dude, you posted a couple pictures on Insta as well, Nicole. You have to go look at the damage she's done to the claw.
And I broke my fork.
And there's still so much meat left in there. I don't know what the deal is. We get off the air at 10, though.
I'll
so
figure it out.
You got
all
time.
Right.
All right.
Amateur.
I know. It's killing me.
Yeah. Okay, so Kanye West did return to Twitter after almost a year of being out of practice and went on a rampage when it comes to tweets. Yeah. He did make a joke. Well, he didn't make a joke. He posted something very seriously because, you know, he's a big philosopher now.
Right.
So he tweeted, sometimes you have to get rid of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim, being a comedian, or thinking she is, said, oh, wait, everything? And people were making fun of it. And she said, everybody calm down. Her and Chrissy Teigen were joking about it. She said, if you have absolutely no humor in your soul, then you wouldn't get that tweet.
Mm.
And Chance the Rapper, speaking of social media, connected with Gwen Stefani. Now, you would think Chance the Rapper could just pick up the phone and call. There is lobster flying around the studio.
You can't get the concept.
No.
You can't get the meat out of the lobster.
Do you give scissors ever, Lindsay, to people who can't get it?
We don't really have scissors for this.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of expect you to rely on the crackers and the fork. But like I said, you could always ask for help.
Yeah.
So if you ever come into the restaurant and say, hey, I really want a whole lobster, but I'm not good at this. Just ask them when I'll come over and help.
Yeah, you came to us, though. Bless your heart.
I know.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, Chance the Rapper got in touch with Gwen Stefani, and people are thinking that there's a collaboration coming, but I don't know how she'll fit that into her busy schedule. She's already had to say no to The Voice because she's got a Las Vegas residency coming.
So he tweeted out to her, and what was her tweet response?
He said, "Can anyone link me up with Gwen Stefani?" And she tweeted back, "Hi."
I love that.
And Nicki Minaj will be the musical guest for the third time on Saturday Night Live. That'll be May 19th, and Tina Fey will be hosting.
Perfect.
Yeah, if you want to see what Loren likes, you can head to the website, kiss951.com. We'll have that for you there, and that is your dirty.
All right, we are on Facebook Live on Kiss95.1's Facebook page. You can head over there and watch the struggle. Roy's struggle is real, and we're going to discuss the simple things that you have a really difficult time doing.
He's actually doing really well right now.
Oh,
good
yay!
Job, Roy!
Mazel tov! It's the MRL show.
Hey, want to get dirty?
Emergency roadside service.
So, Charlotte, contact Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office. You'll feel better after you do.
I am super happy. My wife is super happy, and that's because we called Zero Res and got that great deal that we're going to tell you about here in a minute. If you haven't heard, Zero Res Carpet Care, they clean your carpets for an awesome deal without chemicals.
We had them at our house yesterday, and I'm assuming we're going to have to call them to the studio after Roy gets finished opening his lobster. But they do clean your carpets, and they don't use chemicals, so there's no stuff being pumped into your rugs that they can't get back out.
No residue.
Right. It's empowered water. It's safe for your kids and pets. And like Manny said, they're hooking everybody up with a three rooms for just $119.
There you go. Three rooms for $119. And we got our three rooms done. We did the nursery. We did the master bedroom and Dean's room. And Dean had spilt paint behind the door.
Can I tell you?
So Art, our tech, was all over it.
Can I tell you what Cash's move is now? When he gets out of the bathtub, he likes to pee on the floor.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we definitely needed our nursery
good.
Cleaned.
Okay. What's the number to call, Lauren?
704-509-4488. You can also check him out online at zerocharlotte.com.
Hendrick.
Normally, after a couple of accidents, one in Fort Mill, another farther up at the Welcome Center. And something big going on the 485 Interloop looks to be around Providence Road. It's backed up almost to Highway 74. Traffic brought to you by Indeed. Are you hiring with Indeed? You can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
The 2018 North Carolina Star Party is Saturday, April 21st from 6 to 8 at Cane Creek Park in Waxhaw. Enjoy food trucks, vendors, music, crafts. And at 8 p.m., you guys can watch the movie E.T. Under the Stars in Waxhaw. Ow, I just got hit with something. Cane Creek Park. What's going on, Roy? How's the lobster cracking going?
Good. It looks like I created a crater in my lobster, and I'm slowly peeling it back.
And okay. Lindsay's is beautiful, by the way. We have Lindsay here from Red Lobster, and she is a pro at this.
It looks like baby Cash on the left, which is Roy, and then a professional and Lindsay, the manager, on the right. I mean, yeah.
But, I'm getting there. I'm learning. I pulled out, like, a good, solid hunk of meat out.
And you got the whole tail out, too. I'm really proud of you for that.
Dude, I'm going to surprise you when I tell you this. You ready?
Yeah.
You have been working on that for 30 minutes.
Have I really?
It's 8:35.
My back is killing me.
Have you worked up an appetite yet?
No, I'm just too tired.
So this might not be your gig.
You think?
Yeah, you could get other seafood at Red Lobster, right? Like shrimp, crab. Yeah.
Well, like I said, you could always get lobster tails. Doing this is not for everybody.
Yeah, lobster tails, bro. Oh, I don't know.
He's doing well now.
Oh.
Look.
Hey! I put out a big hug.
Nice. Good for you. Facebook Live, Kiss95.1's Facebook page to watch Roy, the now lobster master.
The Manny Roy. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I'm not really the lobster expert, and I'm still trying to get into the whole seafood experience.
You'll get there.
I am getting there. I'm trying.
It's like maybe the first time, you know, when you try sushi for the first time, it's like an acquired thing.
Right. And I really, you know, I just had a big bite of lobster here in the studio, and the butter makes a big difference. I never really had it with butter before.
Oh, yeah. That's
the
jam.
Lemon makes a big difference, too, right?
Does it? Uh-huh. Okay.
The butter is the jam of it.
Oh, man. It was really good.
Yeah.
Really good. So thank you so much for Red Lobster for coming
Lindsay.
Out. Lindsay showing me what to do. I'm going to get Lindsay's number, by the way, because I'm going to need help in the future.
You're going to have a personal crustacean expert?
I kind of need, yes. Mm. I need my own Red Lobster expert on standby for all my future endeavors.
Hi, Lindsay. It's Roy. I got a lobster, and I need your help. So can
you
be available
at 7:30?
Did you
buy it from Red Lobster? No. But I will.
Yeah. But you know what? Roy having the struggle with the Red Lobster has our brains in here running around thinking, what is the basic thing that everybody else can do that gives you a lot of difficulty? Like Amanda, my wife, bless her heart, she's listening right now, and she will be the first to admit, riding a bike is not her thing.
Really?
What?
And I had no idea.
Huh.
And when we went to New Jersey for the first time, the Jersey Shore has the beach cruisers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on the street with a headwind and cars right next to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, come on. She's like, I don't know how to do this really well. And I thought she was joking, you know, but she wasn't. And I felt really bad afterwards because she's like, I told you I'm not great at this.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, you're not lying.
Mm. I have to be honest with you. I'm not a great swimmer. I'm really not.
No, me too. I swim violently.
What do you mean by that, though, Lauren, that you're not a great swimmer? I mean, because I don't know if anybody is except for Michael Phelps.
Well, like, I'm not a trained swimmer. So, like, if you, like, I couldn't do the breaststroke or the backstroke, like, long term. Like, if you wanted to race me doing that, like, I would fail miserably.
I can't even do that at all. When I get in the water, it looks like I'm drowning, but I'm actually having a good time. Lifeguards are jumping in. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm just trying to keep my head above water.
And, you know, it's scary for me because I paddleboard. So, like, when I go to Florida, I'm out at, like, the second reef, which is really out far. So if something happened, God forbid, like, I don't know that I could get back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sometimes that's different, though, because you're dealing with currents, or you're dealing with nature and stuff. You know, there's definitely something to that. What about roller skating? You guys know how to roller skate?
I don't know how to do with the four wheels. I know how to do the straight line
roller blade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know how to do that. But I don't know how people do that four wheel nonsense.
Yeah, that's the old school.
You would think that would be easier.
You would think, right? Because four wheels are easy, but I don't know how to move. I can move with straight, but I can't move with the four.
We actually just got a tweet from someone who says that they can't write cursive.
No, that's hard.
But you know what? That's a dying art, too. Like, yeah. I don't even know that they teach that in schools anymore.
Like, I think they do.
Cursive?
I don't know.
Now you have, like, instead of writing classes, now you have typing classes.
Like, I truly believe if you told me to write a sentence in cursive, I would struggle with actually doing it the proper, correct way. Mm-hmm. I'll do it the way I like to do it. You know, just, like, quick.
Yeah.
But to actually do the G's right and all the different maneuvers...
Okay. All right. Jump on the phones with us and tell us what's the basic thing that you struggle with that everybody else seems to have no issue doing. 704-570-9595.
Now it's your...
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50. I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to
you
all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. KISS 95.1.
Good chance at $1,000. KISS cash code. Listen to Cameron at 11 a.m. That's the next chance you get that code word.
Hey, Kelly and Charlotte, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. We got to witness Roy for 30 minutes work on a lobster in here to try and get the meat out of the claw.
Luckily, I was
been there to see it.
I know. Well, and luckily, I was under expert supervision from Lindsay at Red Lobster.
That's right. Plug bell.
Yeah, thank you so much up there in the Concord Mills one. I really appreciate that because I didn't know what I was doing.
Kelly, right. We're looking for people who have difficulty doing things that other people seem to not have difficulty doing. Like, what is it in your life that you struggle with that other people don't?
Well, it sounds so lame, but I can't tie my shoes correctly.
Really?
Like, as a kid, I always learned the bunny ear method
uh-huh.
and didn't learn the real method till I was probably, like, I'm embarrassed to say, like, 12 or 13.
Wait.
And I just can't do it correctly. It's not, like, it's too loose.
I thought the bunny ear method was the correct method. Maybe I'm doing it wrong, too.
Yeah, no, I guess, like, the real way is where you make one loop and then, like, you go around.
Oh, yeah. So you create two loops.
Yes.
Yeah, see, you're not supposed to create two loops.
Well, who taught her that?
I don't know.
I don't know. My mom, I think.
I just do one loop, and then I do a thing and the pull through. And
I do the two loops and then tie them together. And then when I babysit kids and tie their tennis shoes, they're like, you're not doing it the right way.
Their mind is blown.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, that's funny. Thanks, Kelly. Kelly can't tie shoes. What is it that you have a difficult time with that other people don't?
Speaking of the shoes.
704-570-9595.
While we wait for people to call in, we hosted Atrium Has Talent at the Fillmore this week. And but before you two arrived, it was just me and two of the ladies from Atrium Health. And we were back in the reserved parking area, and my shoe went untied. Well, I have a belly, and it's hard for me to bend over to tie my shoes. So I'm looking for any stoop to put my foot on to tie my shoe. And so I find a trash can. I put my foot on the trash can. The trash can collapses. They're like, you want me to help you? I'm like, no. I got it. I'm trying to put my foot on a concrete wall. I'm falling over. Literally, there's no ledges or stoops out in the back of the Fillmore.
And now there's a broken garbage can.
Yeah. And to the point that they're like, you want us to tie it? And I'm like, no. It's fine. I'll tie it when I get inside.
To tie it? That was nice of them.
The doctors were going to tie my shoe.
Could you please?
I'm sorry. I know I need to go for a walk, but let's bring in Sherry from Huntersville. Hey, Sherry.
Good morning.
Well, you are on the MRL Morning Show. What's something you don't know how to do, but everybody does?
Chopsticks. I cannot use chopsticks.
Producer Nicole can't either.
It blows my mind. Sterling doesn't know
I
how to do
can't
it either.
Handle it. I have grandkids, and they sit there and use them, and I'm like, I can't do this.
Do you use the ones where it's like kind of like a Pac-Man? You know, it's like got rubber bands at the end, the easy kid ones.
Oh yeah, I make them at home too.
Producer Nicole, what country did you visit where you found out that it wasn't cool to not use chopsticks?
Thailand. Mm-hmm. I literally got like bad stares from people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember in the second grade in Roanoke, Virginia, Southwest Virginia, in the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains, we had a class on how to use chopsticks. Talk about being cultured for Roanoke, Virginia.
I have a Japanese friend who was born in Osaka, Japan, and he told me that his dad had his own custom-made chopsticks that he would bring to restaurants to eat, and I thought that was a cool move.
My brother-in-law does that.
I think we have them in the office because he sent them here for some reason. So there's custom chopsticks in there that you need to bring out, Roy.
Okay.
And everybody's gonna be like, "Whoa, look at this fancy guy." Meanwhile, like, you know, they're from Japan and they're legit.
Right. My brother-in-law has like a metal pair of chopsticks he takes when he goes out to eat. This is Hannah in Charlotte. Hannah, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey guys.
So, what's something you don't know how to do?
I cannot do simple math.
Well, it gets worse in here. Get ready.
You'll forget. That you think you know now, you'll forget in five years anyway.
Yeah, no, I can't do, like, simple addition. My brain shuts off when people ask me any kind of math question.
Yeah, I mean, that's the three of us are that way. I know my multiplication because my mom and dad drilled it into my head with rhythms. You know what I mean? Like, 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 3 is 5.
Yeah.
Nope. 2 times 3 is 6.
I'm so bad at math. My mom made fun of me the other day. Like, we were on the phone, and I don't know how what it came up, but I was like, I honestly don't think I could do long division anymore. Like, I would have to watch somebody do it first before I could figure it out again for myself. And she was like, really? You don't know how to do long division? It was like a whole thing. I was like, okay, easy.
Yeah, I mean, we have our phones now.
Yeah.
And Hannah, honestly, I think the phone's making me
dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to spell anymore.
You rely on it.
Yeah.
You know?
I have to pull out my calculator, like, constantly. I can't do anything.
Well, welcome to the party. Don't worry about it. Thanks,
don't even get me started when the calculator does that nonsense where it's like 22E4. You remember when you put too big of a numbers in there, you get an E?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what E means.
Or you get like 0.000015. I'm like, hey, I made one thousandth of a tenth?
Yeah, I don't know what money? That is. Melanie in York.
Hi. Yeah, I am 22 years old, and I still don't know how to ride a bike.
Like, you never learned?
Well, my parents tried to teach me, but I'm an only child, and so my mom was, like, super protective of me. And so when I, like, went out to learn how to ride a bike, I was probably, like, 5 or 6 at that point. And she had, like, jeans on me with my socks tucked in my jeans, knee pads, elbow pads, a helmet, like, the little gloves, and my fingers were just out. Like, she was so scared I was going to get hurt. And every time I fell, she would, like, suck in breath and gasp. And, like, finally I was like, nope, I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore.
She scared you.
She didn't make it fun for you.
No. I was definitely really, really scared. And then they tried to get me back out there when I was, like, 12. And we have, like, this huge hill in our backyard. And my dad just kind of, like, shoved me down the hill. I'm going super fast. And I couldn't brake. And I ended up, like, falling into the woods behind our house. Wow. And I was like, nope, I'm done.
So you've never got on one since?
Nope, I have not gotten on one in about 10 years.
You know,
thanks, Melanie.
I'm sitting there thinking about how shocking that is, but I haven't been on a bicycle since I was 13. I don't know how I would even ride a bike. Now I'm thinking about it.
I think we're going to rent bikes down here and ride the light rail line.
I'm sure it's not hard.
No, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never forget.
And you pick right up.
Somebody sent a tweet. They're 46 and they can't do this. And I'm shocked by it. There's only one answer as to why they don't know how to do this. We'll get into that. Plus, we're going to take some more of your phone calls. What is it that you have a difficult time doing that everyone else seems to have no problem doing? 704-570-9595. Judgment free, because half of these we don't know how to do either. It's the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Wow, we just found out off the air that Roy thinks seesaws are dangerous.
I thought that's why they're non-existent. It's because they're hurting kid children all across America.
No, they're non-existent because you need to have two people to do it.
Some kids don't have friends?
Right.
And so it's sad to use?
That's right. Well, there's one. I just told Roy and Loren there's one right here on the Bland Stop on the light rail.
Yeah,
Nicole
right
and I were on
building.
It. Well, you want to go get on it?
Yeah. Well, I'm
or
too
are you
heavy.
Scared?
He's going to require like two people to put me up. I mean, you have to find someone equally for your weight. I'm bigger than you. But that's how it works.
Yeah, but not if you kick up.
But maybe that's why Roy thinks it's dangerous, because he hasn't done it.
But doesn't it go up like 6 feet?
No.
Like 4 feet, yeah. I would think.
So Roy can't seesaw. What can't you do?
Well, learning something about us. Did we get a message on Twitter?
We did. And it's from someone who says that my dad is 66 years old and has never been on a computer, doesn't know how to use one, doesn't care to do it. And my thought is that he must be a country fella.
Sure.
That's the only reason. I mean, come on.
My grandmother had not.
He's 66, though, not 96 or 80.
No, but she was younger. I mean, she was a younger mom.
How do you never come across?
Oh, my grandmother was against computers, calculators, all of it.
You know, my dad's a good old country boy, and I would have never thought that he would embrace technology. Now he has a job with Sheets where he has smartphones and tablet, and he's doing presentations. And I'm like, who are you? You were a truck driver.
Yeah.
You know, with a CB radio. That's
gotta evolve.
Even my dad, who's, you know, in his 70s and grumpy, he plays solitaire on the computer and knows how to get on the internet. Keeps getting viruses, but
he clicks on everything.
Clicks on everything. He really does. He does. And I try and teach him, you know.
Of what looks suspicious, but it looks normal to him. Yeah. That's so funny. This is Kelsey and Marion.
Hi, Kels.
Hey, how are you?
Well, we're good. Welcome to the show. What's something that you don't know how to do, but everyone else does?
I cannot wink.
That's funny.
I know a lot of people who can't.
It's hard. You know?
Your muscles just don't go that way. Is that right, Kelsey? Your muscles just don't wink that way.
Yeah, they just won't work like that. I don't know.
If you get a minute, will you send us a selfie of you trying to do it so we can get a look at what it's like?
She just blinks, probably.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm driving right now, but when I get a moment, I'll try to send you some
information. Perfect, hit it at the MRL
show. Let's get off the phone with her. She's driving, and I'm hearing
hitting
buttons.
Yeah.
I feel
be safe.
Yeah. Let's talk with Katie. Just now buns back.
Yeah.
Katie. Maybe she needs help.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking the time to call and be a part of the MRO radio family. It means the world to us. What's something that you can't do but everyone knows that?
I don't know how to drive a straight drive.
Oh, me too.
Wait, what?
My parents tried to teach me, but it's just my hand and foot coordination do not work together.
Yeah, we found out last week that people call sticks straight drives.
Yeah,
I
had never heard that last year either, or last week.
Me neither. Yeah, that's kind of hard. I think you get a pass if you don't drive stick. It's like we gave the other girl a pass on not knowing math. It's okay. You're not alone.
It's fading out.
Thanks, Katie.
I have reason to believe those won't exist.
It's obsolete.
Yeah.
Well, now everybody's learning that Common Core math,
too. But, you know, I was against it until I figured out that I'm so dumb, I do it.
It's now called something.
Yeah, it's just called Common Core.
In fact, we're changing it to Common Roy.
Yeah, that's it. This is Jeanette in Charlotte. Jeanette, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, hey. Jeanette. What can you, with something your husband can't do?
Yeah, it's my husband. He cannot read an analog clock, and I don't understand why.
He doesn't know the long handle.
He really needs, with the handles, he needs to concentrate to actually figure it out.
Yeah, the one with the clock with the hands we're talking about.
Yes. He can only read the digital, but not the analog. So.
I mean,
what?
Do you feel him? No, it's so silly to me that, it's like the same thing as chopsticks to me. Like, wasn't there a class being taught at some point?
Yeah, but, if you think about it, though, there's really more digital clocks than there are.
True.
Yeah, what's his excuse, Jeanette?
I don't really know. He said he never learned it. We actually only found it out because my third grader just is learning clocks right now, and he cannot sit down with him and do the homework because he himself cannot understand it.
It might just be his out, isn't a bad out to not have to do homework with the kid, make Jeanette do it, you know? Like, honey, I don't know clocks. What time is it?
He's like, 43 minutes. Thanks, I just see a 9. Where do you see 43?
It's 6:10.
Yeah.
No, it's 10:30.
This is Nicole and Hickory. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey. I actually work for the post office, and I am not good with tools, like screwdrivers and I can't name the stuff, like the little cranky thing.
Wrench.
Yes. So when they send me out to do these lock changes on these cluster box, you have to have these tools. And I'm guys, I need the cranky thing and the little grabby thing with the clippies.
I love that about you.
Phoenix nightmare. And so true story, my dad was going to change the oil in my car one time, and I actually went to Ace or Advance Auto, and I wandered around the store aimlessly, and the guy comes up and he's like, ma'am, can I help you? And I looked at him and I was like, where's your humpy thing? And he was like, what? And I was like, your humpy things, the things you pull the car up on to get underneath it. And he was like, ramp?
Yeah, the humpy things.
They're always when I do a lock change, they're like, can you send me a picture of it? I pulled the full locks out, with the levers and everything. I'm like, how do you do
that? Oh, that's so funny. That's awesome.
I love that about you, Nicole.
Thanks for dialing us up on that phone thing, Nicole.
I just want to, do a project with her just to hear her talk.
Right.
Yeah, get the clippy
things. The wrench? Yes! My God, is that what it's called?
She got so excited when you were like, yes!
Stephanie in Gold Hill can't whistle. Can you? That's good.
Yep.
I can.
My dad did that thing where... Yeah, I can't do that.
Roy!
Yeah.
Bring your ass on in here, boy.
You know, when we were at Wally World, because we were allowed to go shop on our... We were allowed to separate from the family... When we get to a certain age, that's how he brought the family back together. He'd whistle.
Inside the Walmart, he would whistle?
Yep. So
did he have a family whistle?
It was, no, it was just, it was like a long...
Yeah.
I can't do it. It was like a long one of that. And so I was like a dog. The moment I heard my owner whistle, I'm like, all right, follow the whistle, boy. Follow the whistle. My dad needs me. Where is he? It's time to go.
That's awesome. Yeah. Don't forget, you guys, Cameron's got your Kiss Cast code word that could get you $1,000 richer. She's got two chances for you at 11 and 1 heading into this afternoon.
You got to get up.